You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Boston Christopher. It's time for our monthly check-in with the Juno Police Department. From the JPD today, we are joined by Lieutenant Craig Campbell. Gunath Cheesh for joining us today, Craig.
Thanks, Boston. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So, wanted to check in with you. I know that there were recently some awards given out. What were those awards? Who were some of the people in the spotlight? That kind of stuff.
Yes, the Juno Police Department held our annual award ceremony on June 9th, and it's really just to kind of look back in this past year and recognize officers and staff and even civilians who demonstrated some excellence work throughout our community. Some of the awards that were given out during that time was the Citizens Award for Bravery, which was awarded to Robert Parton. The Citizen Certificate of Merit was awarded to Jason Wilson and Kyle Brady. The Citizens Award for Life Saving was awarded to Garrett Paul, Kaya Paul, Rob Warden, and Todd Brocious. For the Juno Police Department, the Jackie Renninger Community Policing Award was given to Community Service Officer Sarah Dolan. And two other officers received letters of appreciation. That was Sergeant Nick Garza and Officer Jim Quinto. And then every year, the Chief of Police gives of the year awards for those officers and staff who just excelled in their work that year. And the 2021 Citizen of the Year was Oscar Godinez. The 2021 Dispatcher of the Year was Sarah Dallas. The Patrol Officer of the Year was Officer Hannah Malone. And the Leader of the Year was Sergeant Matthew Dubois.
That's awesome. It's great to give all those folks a shout out. And I'm sure they are overwhelmingly deserving for that. I want to go back to the first award you mentioned. And can you describe what some of these awards are for, like in terms of the specifics about what they might be for? Like you said, one was about bravery. One was for – what were the other ones for?
Yeah, one was for bravery. That was Robert Parton. And I'm going to forget some of the dates and times for the incident. But generally what happened was that there was – I think it involved in a motor vehicle crash where officers were involved in the roadway. Actually, maybe not a crash. They were dealing with the incident where the officers were tied up. And Mr. Parton got out and directed traffic. So he put himself in front of vehicles that were coming. It was late at night. It was poor visibility and really helped to direct traffic away from the officers where had there not been somebody, you know, maybe there was an officer or the person they were dealing with could have been hit.
So like putting himself in harm's way, basically, and trying to do that sort of thing. And what was the first award?
That was the Citizens Award for Bravery.
Oh, okay. What's the second one?
It's a Citizen Certificate of Merit.
Certificate of Merit. So that has to do with doing their job really well, I would assume.
Yeah, and I believe – I'm trying to remember some of the
– Who was that person again?
That was Jason Wilson and Kyle Brady.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And their specific incident – I'm drawing a blank right now.
It's all good. It's all good. There was a lot of things you mentioned there. So I was just curious in terms of the specifics and then how are people chosen to get these awards?
So the awards can be submitted by a variety of people. I mean, it can be from civilian staff. And we have an awards community at the police department. Mm-hmm. And we open it up and ask people to submit nominations. So that's how the majority of them come in. You know, we could hear about an event where somebody did and look into them like, hey, that we think that what that person did could be
award. Citizens can say, hey, this person did a great job.
Yeah, and it kind of all depends on what it is. So like the life-saving award was given to four individuals and it happened on a river in the city in Borough Juno. But there was an individual that was on his like on a boat going up river and they had passed by these people, and then sometime later, they kind of very vaguely heard like a muffled sound for help. And so they went out looking for what the noise was. Sure enough, they find the boater in distress, was in the water, and they got into the water and pulled him out of there and probably saved his life.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think I remember hearing about that one. That was in the news, wasn't it? Was that one in the news? Yeah, I think I remember that one, yeah. So well, that's an amazing thing to be able to recognize. Now, does this happen – every month? Does it happen a specific time of year? Is it quarterly? When are they given out, I guess?
So we do some quarterly awards that we will give out to some of our staff, and then we'll also do some annual awards. So we've done some quarterly awards in the past for some of our just different types of awards that have been awarded. And then the of-the-year awards are the ones that are done annually. So they're just once a year.
Okay.
And I now that I had a little time, I did remember the Citizen Certificate of Merit.
Yeah.
That one was involving an officer that was trying to make an arrest of a person, and there was two Juneau citizens that saw the officer struggling, wrestling with somebody trying to make an arrest. And, you know, instead of just looking or worse, videotaping it, they actually intervened and said, hey, we're willing to help you. Can we help? And actually help put that person in handcuffs and, you know, just kind of keeping the officer safe and even keeping the other person safe, because you have more people to do something, you can do a little bit safer and a little bit easier. So
you bring up something that I find fascinating, and I know that it's I don't know if it's controversial, but the idea of people jumping in to help or pulling out their phone to videotape it. What is the best advice that you have in terms of, I mean, some people don't want to get involved, they don't want to put themselves in danger, but they still want to document the incident for possible prosecution later. Is there an advisement from the police department on that?
Yeah, you know, what I would tell people, if you see an incident, and, you know, it all depends on what the reasons why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Some people will videotape for other reasons, which, you know, it's a public place. I don't have any personal issues with that. We always ask people, and I've run into this issue too, where people want to videotape police make an arrest of somebody or doing their job.
Right.
And I just ask people, like, hey, can you just do it in a safe distance so you're not 2 feet away from me with a camera in my face while I'm trying to arrest somebody? You know, I think most people would say, hey, that's not reasonable. But if you want to stand across the street and film.
How prevalent is filming in Juneau? Is there a lot of people that do that or no?
It's not all that common.
Yeah.
I mean, it does happen. And I think typically if once people realize that, you know, it's not bothersome to police, we just ask you to be respectful in doing that.
I think we could all use that just in general life, right? Just be a little more respectful.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Thinking of being respectful, I know that June is, I guess, considered Safety Month. And I know before you all visit us again, we're going to have a couple of events. We've got Solstice coming up. And, of course, the big one, the 4th of July. So is there anything that we need to keep in mind for summer solstice celebrations next week in terms of safety?
You know, specifically with solstice, it's probably going to be some of the similar things for 3rd of July, 4th of July, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It can sometimes cause people to be out later at night. Some people may celebrate by drinking alcohol. And really just be responsible if you are going to drink, you know, don't drive, or at least don't drink to the point where you're going to be it's going to impair your driving ability.
Recommendation is probably still to have a DD, right? A designated driver.
Like, I think you're always safe to do that, because sometimes you just never know. And, you know, sometimes people are having a good time, they're not paying attention, and all it takes is one or two extra drinks and it could impair your judgment when driving. So
absolutely,
the safest thing is always, like, hey, just don't drive.
And what about, like, folks who will probably be doing bonfires on the beaches and things like that? Is there safety tips that you would have about that?
You know, I'd probably just say do it in an area where if it's on the beaches and the tide lines where the water's going to eventually put out any coals. If it needed, don't leave fires unattended. So make sure your fire's completely put out before you leave the area. And really just clean up. I've been to a couple bonfire areas that, you know, seemed like somebody had been there one or two days prior, and there's garbage littered everywhere. There's food, and people make a big mess. But if you just clean up after yourself, that goes a long ways, and also helps to limit any bears that are coming down in those areas to try to look for food. And kids play in those areas too. So
picking
up just kind of makes it a better place here.
Make sure, especially the glass and things like that. Yeah. Now, with 4th of July just around the corner, which means we're halfway through the year, which is also just sort of mind-blowing that 22 has been going so this fast. In terms of fireworks and where people can do them or not do them, and remind us what the laws are about fireworks in the city of Juneau.
Yeah. Generally, a good rule of thumb is if it's a firework that you can buy in a store, it's allowable, and it's allowable on specific dates and times. So the 3rd of July, it's fine up until 1 o'clock in the morning on the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a no fireworks time period. I believe it starts up again at 10 a.m. I could be off slightly. Then it's allowable from 10 a.m. up to, I believe it's 11 p.m. on the 4th. And then they ask to keep those fireworks quiet, because you know, I think it's kind of a good balance of allowing people to utilize fireworks to celebrate the 3rd and 4th of July, but just not a continuous activity for multiple days. And because it is disrupting to some people who
– for the neighbors and for the dogs and for the people's pets and things like that. So you have like the idea of you know, I guess the idea too in terms of like legal fireworks and having them in proximity to where you set them off. Like, is there any public areas that you're not allowed to set them off?
I'm trying to think. I mean, they do have to be there's more limitations inside the fire service area. There's some less restrictions outside the fire service area, so way out the road. It's probably best to review the city's guidance on fireworks on the city website. But, you know, generally anytime using fireworks, common sense is always going to rule. You know, don't be launching fireworks into crowds or near people, because then you could be opening up to other crimes such as endangering somebody or hurting somebody. Use good judgment too, you know. Hopefully, we're going to have like weeks and weeks of dry, warm weather.
Yeah, that would be nice. That
and
be
you know, if you have something like that, it could increase the risk
fire
of
hazard.
Fires.
Right.
Typically in Southeast Alaska, we don't have that as much, but it can happen. So just use really good judgment on that.
Great. Is there anything else about June Safety Month that we need to know or that you want to say?
You know, June Safety Month is probably a good time for, at least on the police department, to send out reminders to the public who view our Facebook page as, you know, pedestrian safety, bike safety. Those are always two very important topics. Pedestrians, you know, because they're a vulnerable roadway user, you know, they're not in a vehicle. They don't have protective equipment on. So if they're hit, they're going to cause a lot of injuries. Same thing for people riding bikes. So people driving cars, just pay close attention to people crossing the roadways. Give them the right of way, those types of things. And we'll probably send it out some press releases and things like that to remind community members of.
Yes. I wanted to mention that more info on the JPD and various announcements can be found online at juno.org/police, or you mentioned your Facebook page as well. And always reminding people that in an emergency, you can dial 911. And for non-emergencies, please call 586-0600. Well, Lieutenant Craig Campbell, Gunnath Cheesh, for joining us today, and we appreciate all the updates.
Thank you. Have a good day.